Crowe, Bob Elliott, and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Those of you who have been writing, that is a banjo that you hear, and the song is My Baby's Coming Home. It's our new theme.
It was adopted, kind of.
Penned by the good Sherman Feller. And here we are, the Bob and Ray Show, as the good announcer said. There, we are two zanies of many characters. Thank you for that very kind announcement.
And please change it.
Yeah, any one of these years. This is the B&R Show, as we call it up at headquarters.
And as is our custom early in each month, we present our Good Neighbor Award. For the month of October 1959, Bob and Ray are pretty pleased and proud to present today our Good Neighbor Award to Mrs. Lucy L. Padelford of Cape Cod. I believe Brewster, Massachusetts, Miss Padelford, is that right?
That's right.
And would you tell us just why you were selected from among all of the other entrants in the monthly competition as Best Neighbor?
Yes, on Halloween recently, I have this house in Brewster, and I have a sign, two signs. The one is right at the start of my front walk.
Yes. It
says, peddlers are not welcomed. No peddlers.
No peddlers. And then another sign.
And then another sign halfway up the front walk says no beggars.
And
on the porch, a sign that says both. No peddling, no soliciting, no begging.
That seems to...
on the front door.
Seems to cover the problem quite nicely.
And right on the brass knocker, it says scram.
So that you're not troubled with
people
bothering you.
Particularly solicitors and salesmen and the like.
And I understand, Lucy, if I may call you that, that these signs have been up there for a number of years. They're almost a landmark to the people
in the area.
All
right, Fanny, if I may call you that.
I prefer you use Mr. Elliott, if you will.
All right.
Mr. Delford. And what was it that you did on Halloween which, at the very last minute, made you our selectee? For the month of October. You got it up under the wire, didn't you? And must have been for a very good reason.
Yes, it was. On Halloween, there were two boys and a girl, about 10 years old, I'd estimate.
Yes.
Came up, and they rang the doorbell, and...
they disregarded the signs, no soliciting.
No begging.
Mm-hmm.
And so I notified the police. Well, I opened the door and they said, trick or treat to me.
The usual Halloween expression, yes.
So I said, just wait there, children. And I went in and dialed the police.
You had them stand outside while you went inside and
dialed the police. Hmm. So then the police car came up and put the pinch on them and ran them down to headquarters there in Brewster.
Wonderful. And I sense we're getting to the crux of our story of...
Well, my conscience started to bother me about 10 minutes to 12.
Of course it
10
is.
Minutes before night court starts there in Brewster. And so I called the cab company, because I don't own my own automobile.
Yes.
And I asked for a cab to come up to my house, pick me up, and take me down to night court.
You went down to night court.
60-cent cab ride.
And you paid that yourself.
Yes. And I went in and I begged the judge, please, to give them a light sentence.
And the judge agreed with you?
He did. He gave them a very light sentence.
And all was well again.
Yes.
And so to you, Miss Lucy L. Padelford, a very warm thank you and a very big welcome to come back here again. At any time in the future, you become a good neighbor. If you're selected by your neighbors there in Brewster or any of your friends or relatives.
Thank you, Fanny.
You've done a great turn, Mr. Elliott.
Mr. Elliott.
Done a wonderful turn, and I'm sure you won't be forgotten in a hurry.
Hi, partners. I'm going to explain the difference between ordinary stereo phonographs and Columbia Stereo One. Listen to an oil well on ordinary stereo. Now listen to it on Columbia Stereo One. Man, there's a real 1,000-barrel-a-day sound. The difference is Columbia's stupendous stereo projection, not just a couple of speakers shooting in different directions. Columbia gives you the real thing, fills every inch of the room with all the sound and feeling of a live performance. And I mean a Texas-sized room. Man, ain't that the prettiest money-making sound? I mean, get down to your Columbia phonograph dealer and ask. Demand to hear Stereo One by Columbia. Why, they start as low as $39.95 for portables, $129.95 for consoles. Somebody count that well. We're losing a fortune.
Welcome to The Spoken Phrase. Stay with us as our regular panelist, Dr. Winston Mayhew of Midlands University. Dr. Mayhew?
I'm just having a glass of water. Hello, everybody.
Professor E.J. Benson of the Edwards School of Mines.
How do you do?
And book publisher Norman Stratton.
Hello.
Attempt to track down phrases that have fallen into disuse, and also phrases that are in current usage and some phrases that are used now and then. First, a Mrs. Martha Emmons has written us, and she wants to know how the phrase, he went a-reeling, got started. Who'd like to start things off here?
Oh, well, I think I'd like to take a crack at that, if I may.
All right, Dr. Winston Mayhew of Midlands University.
Now, what was the phrase again?
The phrase is sent in by Mrs. Emmons is, he went a-reeling.
I see. Well, we all know what he is.
Oh, yes,
we know what that is. Of course, I've got some problems.
Well, we're all in agreement as to what he means. Now, the balance of the phrase...
Yes, of course. Suppose we skip the word went for now.
Well, I think probably the way to get this phrase would be to take it in proper sequence.
It's up to him.
All right, Doctor. For the moment, we'll skip the word went.
Thank you. You'll see what I'm getting at in a moment.
Well, I hope so.
Okay.
I hope you know what you're doing. I do think, though, you're taking a lot of license in this case.
Go ahead, Doctor, if you will.
All right, well, now that leaves us with a reeling. Now, a reeling suggests to me a temporary state of disorientation, a man disoriented, a state whereby a man is sent a reeling by a blow or a clout or merely a push.
I see.
Well, I think the good doctor is being a purist there. To me, a reeling implies a euphoric state.
Such as the heady dizziness experienced when one dances the reel. Is that what you mean, Professor?
Yes. A man not caring. Man
yes.
Dancing.
Yes.
Freedom from the conventional walk. A temporary falling away from his senses. A state of elation one experiences when he doesn't have to walk, but dances instead.
Yes.
I'd say that it means, and literally... Man, a reeling, a moving away from the binding restriction of having to walk normally.
Well, if I might add a word here, I don't believe what you said at all.
I don't believe it either.
Go ahead,
all right.
Book publisher.
All right, well, now, if you remember your history books, you'll find the phrase, he went a reeling, a very prominent one when jousting matches are described.
And that goes back as far as the 11th century, doesn't it, Mr. Stratton?
Yes. Reeling describes what happened to a man when he was jostled or jousted off a horse.
Yes.
Pushed off with a stick, so to speak. In those days, you could walk about a jousting area, and it was quite common to hear someone say, well, he certainly went a-reeling.
And so, Mrs. Martha Emmons, the earliest reference we can find on he went a-reeling is the usage of the phrase around a jousting area. But I think we're all in agreement here that the phrase used contemporarily... can mean anything, as long as someone is sent a reeling with a stick. And thank you, gentlemen, for being with us today on The Spoken Phrase.
Meet star Stuart Irwin.
Nothing's worse for an actor than a nasty cold. To feel better quickly, I take wonderful four-way cold tablets. The fast way to relieve cold distress.
Right. Tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. Four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains, headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
Take my advice. For your next cold, take four-way cold tablets, the fast way to relieve those cold miseries.
Four-way, only 29 cents.
Our program will continue in a moment after a word about another fine product of Grove Laboratories.
Had dandruff for years? Now get rid of it in 3 minutes with Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep unsightly dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting hair. Rub in 1 minute. Add water. Lather 1 minute. Then rinse 1 minute. Every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch, embarrassing dandruff's gone. Fitch can also leave hair up to 35% brighter. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today.
Our guest today is another person who's read and become interested in a magazine advertisement. She's Miss Pauline Smelt of Axelrod, Montana.
Excuse me, Mr. Elliott. My name is Smell. Smell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, embarrasses me. Who wants to be named after a kid?
Well, once more, if you'll forgive the error, Miss Smell. Will you tell our listeners which magazine advertisement you paid attention to?
Well, this particular advertisement said that flying a plane was easy, and I was a fool not to think so.
Uh-huh.
And the picture showed an old lady looking skyward, almost like a picture of Lucky Lindy scanning the blue ethereal sky.
And you went for it, Miss Smell?
Well, the picture of the old lady was at the top of the advertisement. Then there was another picture of her at the bottom after she'd soloed.
Yeah, and there was a good deal of difference, I guess.
Oh, and how she had a pair of wings pinned on her smock, and she was shooting the breeze with a couple of flyboys around the airport. Well, that convinced
me. Did you buy an airplane, Miss Mill?
Well, first I took advantage of their offer of free trial lessons.
We'd given her a flying instruction then, huh?
Well, not on the first day, no. You see, the advertisement said the plane flies itself.
Yeah.
So I asked the instructor to demonstrate that part of it to me.
Well, I guess because you were a prospective customer, you had to.
That's right. Well, it started the motor, and the plane took off by itself, but then the plane got to veering about this way and that way, and finally it crashed in a wheat field.
Did your instructor get angry at that, Miss Smith?
Well, he was there to sell a plane, so he was apple polishing a bit. Anyhow, he had trudged out a second airplane, and he was talking up a storm about how it cost only a few pennies a day to fly it.
Well, is that true?
Well, I wasn't going to buy a pig in a poke, so I gave him several pennies, 6 cents, I believe it was. I told him to fill the tank with enough gas for a day's flying.
Well, was he able to fill the tank on 6 cents? That doesn't.
Well, now, just as he started to fill the tank, he told me to look at some clouds to get used to them, so I wasn't able to watch them.
Yes, well, then what happened?
Well, then my instructor said most people thought a person had to have a lot of strength to handle a stick.
Mm-hmm.
That was nonsense. And then he had me give a yank at the stick.
Well, it came right off, didn't it?
That's right. And the stick had a lot of wires and things stuck to the bottom of it.
I suppose he kept right on explaining the benefits of owning an airplane to you.
Yes, he did. He told me that a plane was a good thing to fly executives around in, told me about the savings to a company.
Well, do you own a company, Miss Lynn?
No, I don't, Mr. Elliott. That's why I finally decided against buying the airplane. It's silly to own a plane if you don't have executives to fly around, and I told the instructor so.
Well, what was his reaction to that?
Well, at first he didn't say anything, but then later on he knocked me down and taxied over me several times.
Well, thank you, Pauline, for apprising us of the benefits we derive from owning an airplane.
Well, there's nothing beneficial about being run over.
I know, and thanks for being here with us today.
Right, we'll have a word from an average person in just 10 seconds.
From an average person.
Hello, everybody. I'm just an average person.
And until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding, reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott, reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Lowell Thomas reports every shade of the nightly news on the CBS Radio Network.